silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold.
It's the Christmas show, Lou.
Ho, ho, ho!
Annual Christmas show. It always gets better every year, Lou.
What's up?
What's up with you?
I'm over here. I got the Italian beast ready to go. Ready for a Bears hopeful victory.
Yes, yes. A 3:25 game today, Lou.
Yeah, I know.
But that's all right. We'll be out there in force. At least the five people are still in town. Make sure Scruffy has a seat.
Yes. Scruffy is always here.
Yes, yes. So, Lou, what were your family's big Xmas traditions? Did you have any?
Figgy pudding.
Figgy pudding. And what is figgy pudding?
Awful. It's right up there with the fruitcake. And you know there's only 10 fruitcakes in the world.
Yes, I know that, Lou. I have one ready to attack any passersby.
Yes, there you go. It's kind of like the three bean salad. You know, you always look at the person that brings the three bean salad to the barbecue, and you look at the person that brings the fruitcake to the holiday party.
That's right, that's right. And they are always untouched at the end of the evening. You
yes.
know, maybe there's only one three bean salad as well. Now, were you the type that type of family that opened presents on Christmas Eve or the day?
All year.
All year.
Oh, it was Christmas every day in the Dickman household.
That I believe, Lou, if I believe in anything. So let's talk about your Lou's picks. You ground to a halt last week by taking the Steelers.
Oh, well.
But you're still 12-5, Lou.
I am.
And you're gonna pick the Los Angeles St. Louis Rams versus the Tampa near Buccaneers.
I'm going to take the Tampa Buccaneers.
Good job, Lou.
I'm going to take, how can you not go with the guys with the hairdresser on the helmet?
That's true. That's true. I did not know that. Is that what the mean pirate is characterized as?
Well, they went back to the mean pirate.
Oh. Before that, they had a hairdresser?
Yes.
Well, it is Tampa Bay, Lou. It is Florida, Lou. You know how Florida is.
No, I don't.
You've never been to Florida, Lou?
I have, but there are too many Canadians.
Where does a Lou Dickman go in Florida when he wants to hang out at the beach?
Well, Lou Dickman doesn't want to go to Florida. Lou Dickman hates the beach.
Oh.
Biggest waste of time sitting in the sand.
So, Lou, do you think the Bears are going to make the playoffs? Let's get
God, no.
I expect the misery to end today, quite frankly. I don't know why. I will be pleasantly surprised when it doesn't.
There's no way they can make the playoffs.
Well, they can't. They win the next two games.
No, if they win the next two games and the Packers lose the next two games.
Well, no. It's there's a million scenarios. Check your newspaper, Lou.
They can't do it. They're not going to get a wild card berth.
Wow, if 10-6 does not get a wild card, man, then you know the NFL has changed.
Oh, there's a lot of 10-6 teams.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's parity, baby. Parity. The magic word. This is a hell of a Christmas special, Lou. We're talking that parody on the Christmas special. So last night, Lou, we did our annual White Christmas foray, the movie at the Music Box.
Yes.
Now, do you know the film White Christmas?
I'm dreaming of it. One of the best endings to a movie ever.
Just singing White Christmas, at, you know, after they give the general the big surprise party.
Oh, no, the general surprise party. That's the best.
Yes, yes, yes.
We're going to do it for the old guy, the old guy. And I'd like to know know how they got that many veterans that can still fit in their uniforms.
Well, you know, Dare Bingo looked good in his uniform. He cuts a good figure in that uniform.
I guess.
Well, Lou, will you be doing the whole soundtrack to White Christmas?
No.
Including the sisters number?
No.
All right.
No. The only thing that I like, the only movie worth watching anymore is Christmas Story.
All right, Lou. Fragile.
And what's your favorite part? When the kid has his tongue stuck to the flagpole. Very outstanding.
They were showing a report on the Christmas Story, because it's on Broadway now. Of course, it's a musical, and with those little lamp legs doing a kick line, that's really good. That's good theater, Lou. But anyway, when the film...
I would like to see the guy with his tongue stuck. What was his song?
Lou Dickman on Broadway, ladies and gentlemen.
Broadway would never be the same.
All right, Lou.
The Lou Dickman dancers?
The Lou Dickman dancers. We can't even imagine what that would be like. So let's get to that question.
Your color is rolling in her grave right now.
So, Lou, let's get to that question of the week. When you're a kid watching the Christmas specials, who was your favorite Christmas host and why?
Burl Ives.
Why is that, Lou?
There's no... Come on. It's Burl Ives.
It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your Christmas greeting out and your catchphrase, and we'll see you at the Mutiny this afternoon.
Have a great Sunday. Enjoy your Christmas. And may you have a merry, merry football season.
Go Bears!
This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Figgy Pudding Service. If you want him to bring you some figgy pudding, he'll bring it right here at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell him Lou Figgy's you!
Merry Christmas!